But just to end with one ha'ara, just a ha'ara ba'alma. And that is, so the Gemara says, Rabba said, Mischaper b'zevach u'b'mincha, avol b'toira mischaper. Abaya said, Toira gvilas chasam. Then the Gemara says, Rabba, or Rava, learned Toira, and as a result, even though he was from Beis Eili, he lived until he was 40. Abaya learned Toira and he did chesed, and as a result, he lived until he was 60. It sounds a little bit from this Gemara, that Abaya was oisik b'toira gvilas chasadim, as opposed to Rabba, or Rava, was Isaac only in Torah, not in Gemilos Chasadim. And then it says, I think it's very, very schwer. We know the Gemara says, Yisachtes Tainis, Gemara other places in Shas as well, Gemara Brachis, B'chol Yoyim, every single day there's a baskel that says, Kolo Oilam Nizim B'shvil Chanina B'ni, V'chanina B'ni Dailoi B'kav Chruvim Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. That the entire world is Nizim B'shvil Chanina B'ni. We mentioned in the past that even though the Baskol is b'shvil chanina b'ni, it sounds like it's b'chol yoy. It's what, today? All the shefa in the world today? Everything is happening in the schos Reb Chanina ben Doisa? What's pasha pshat? So the Mefarshe HaGemara explained, we've said over from Reb Yaakov Emden, but the Achreinim say that every dar has a tzaddik that's like Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And there's a bechin of kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. There's a concept that the entire world is sustained Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim says that it comes out of Dov Nifla. It comes out Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa, if you think about it, was the biggest Baal Chesed of his generation. The Gemara is made, it was a baskel that said, kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa was an Arman. The Gemara talks about his anius. He was daivay b'kav chruvim. That's all he had. The story with, but so I don't know how much tzedakah Reb Chanina ben Doisa was ever able to give. Abba Chazal said, kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. At the end of the day, the whole world was sustained because of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And it's not just Reb Chanina ben Doisa. It's b'chol yoyim. Every day there's such a baskel. It means there's a tzaddik today that kol ha'olam is nizam b'shviloy. Now, if kol ha'olam is nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni, you would think that Reb Chanina ben Doisa is doing chesed. The whole world is being supported because of him. As the greatest about stock in the world. He's mamish zonu mefarnes l'chol ha'olam kuloy. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. Eimik riyoytze b'dei pshutoy. So Rabbah, who's the great Amayra, or even Rava, who's the great Amayra, how could you say they weren't Oisik Gemilos Chasadim? What about this inyan of their Torah and their Avodah is something that's triggering this inyan of Kol Ha'olam Nizam B'Shvil Chanina B'ni? I think it's a little bit of a Ha'ara. Some of the Teretz is that it's true, B'derech Groma and Garmi, and some indirect way they're doing Chesed, but that's not called being Oisik in Chesed. Learning Torah, almost being Masasik in the Chesed, but it's not really what he's doing. So Abaya was Oisik in Chesed. He did Chesed, for sure, but it wasn't Oisik in Chesed. Some of the Teretz is something along these lines. But I'll just tell you, a different Nusach in the Kashan, I think this is much darker. We'll end with this. And that is, you know the Pasuk, Pia Pascha B'Chachma, V'Soyras Chesed Al-Lashayna. Right, the Gemara of Chiyish, Torah Shal Chesed, the Torah Sheinu Shal Chesed, and the Gemara says two pshatim. The second teretz the Gemara said is when a person learns Torah al menas lalamed, zui Torah Shal Chesed. When a person learns Torah shaloi lalamda, zui Torah Sheinu Chesed. Meaning, if a person teaches Torah, he's also doing Chesed. Right, you give somebody food to eat, so you're doing Chesed. Why? Because you're helping him. You're helping him ba'olam hazeh. If a person helps somebody out in Ruchnias, he's not just helping him ba'olam hazeh, he's helping him ba'olam haba as well. If a person is melamed Torah, he's doing Chesed. Pia pascha b'chachma v'soyras chesed al l'shayna. We've spoken that over the years. The Aruch Laner says that why pia pascha b'chachma? We know Mahari b'divrei Torah is ain't sarach is according to the Vilna Gaon has to make pirchas Torah because v'gisa v'yayim v'alayla. You don't have to say words of Torah in order to learn Torah. What if a person is Mahar B'Devrei Torah? It's not Mekayim HaMitzvah. It's Nzok D'Aruch Laner. When a person is Mahar B'Devrei Torah, you can learn Torah. You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. According to the Goyen, you have to make Berachas HaTorah. But nobody can benefit from you being Mahar B'Devrei Torah. When it's Pia Pascha B'Chachma, then other people could benefit from it. Pia Pascha B'Chachma, v'teiras chesed al l'shoina. What's teiras chesed? That's when you're teaching Torah. As I say in Aruch L'Ner, on this Gemara, in Sukkim and Tesla Mabez. But a person that teaches Torah, so he's Mekayim, Pio Pascha b'chachma, but it's not just the Amud of Torah. It's the Amud of chesed as well. It's v'teiras chesed al l'shoina. So if that's the case, we know the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Brachos. It's also Gemara in the end of Masechtas Torah. It's the very, very last stuff. It's Brachos, Daf Samech Tal Ramad Aleph. So the Gemara says that the Bnei Yisrael in Bava were a little bit of a crossroads. They had to hire a new Rosh Yeshiva. And they weren't sure who the Rosh Yeshiva should be. Should it be Rabba or should it be Rav Yosef? Rabba's strength was he was an Oikaharim. Rav Yosef's strength was that he was a Rav Yosef's strength was that he was a Sinai. And they sent the Shaiva, Sinai Adif, Oikaharim Adif, and they came out and they said that Sinai is Adif. So really, Rabbi Yosef was supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, but he deferred. The reason he deferred was because he went to one of the astrologers, maybe Bar Hedya, and he told him that once you become Rosh Yeshiva, at that point, it's going to be the end of your life. So he figured, let Rabbi become Rosh Yeshiva, it's good, like this, he'll be able to be Ma'arach Yomim, he'll be able to live a lot. And Rabbi became Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara says that Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. Chaf Bei Shanim, which by the way, put in a little bit of context. Go with the Ikka Girs of the Rishonim, that it's Rabbi and not a Rava in our Gemara. Rabbi lives till he was 40. How old was he when he became Rosh Yeshiva? He was 18. That was the magic number. So what did Rabbi do? Rabbi understood, right? It's just an oymik in this Gemara. Everything ties together, right? It's just such an oymik in the Gemara. Rabbi understood, so this was a great opportunity. Let Rabbi become the Rosh Yeshiva. And if he's going to become the Rosh Yeshiva, it's going to be gevald. So now we'll have the Schus of Torah. He's leading the whole Masifta in Bavel. So this was a massive shtala. So he's now going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. He ruled for 22 years. And that's why he passed away when he was 40.